God's Government, A Ground of Joy. Charles Simeon, 1759-1836. Alleluia. For the Lord God Omnipotent reigns. Revelation chapter 19 verse 6. Most awful is the state of the world at this time. Revolutions and counter-revolutions are occurring in mighty kingdoms, and in rapid succession, and no one can foresee what their end shall be. But it is a sweet consolatory thought that God reigns and is accomplishing his own designs by these unconscious and unwitting agents. In the rise and fall of the four great empires, God wrought his own sovereign and unerring will. Cyrus little thought whose instrument he was in the subversion of the Chaldean Empire, nor did the mighty conquerors who, in succession, reduced the Persian, Grecian, and Roman empires, know whose decrees they executed, or whose purposes they fulfilled. Just so, at this time, contending nations little imagine that there is one on high who makes use of them for the effecting of his own purposes, and who will infallibly direct their ambitious and selfish projects for the attainment of his own ends. Nothing can appear more independent of the deity than winds and storms, yet they, all of them without exception, fulfill his will, and truly this may well compose our minds in relation to the outcome of these events, and while others are filled with terrors, we may calmly and confidently say, Alleluia! For the Lord God Omnipotent reigns. There will doubtless be many adverse circumstances, which, at the time, will prove very afflictive to us. But we must never forget that, however fortuitous they may appear, or with whatever hostile intention they may be contrived, they are all ordered by unerring wisdom and unbounded love. And, however bitter they may be, we should say, the cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? We should remember that, though clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne. Jacob's complaint, all these things are against me, was far from being justified by the outcome, for the very events which he complained of were the means ordained for the preservation of his whole family. Only bear in mind that God rules on high, and then, whatever may occur, you will say, it is the Lord, let him do what seems good to him. Discern the hand of God in everything, and your mouth will be ever filled with praise. What is painful will be received as a token of his love. What is pleasing will be received as a fruit of his favor. But, above all, the security which will be felt in the soul, and that in the midst of this tumultuous and ensnaring world, methinks, in the contemplation of this, a man's songs of praise should be as loud and constant as those in heaven. Dear brethren, think of this, nothing is done which does not proceed from the hand of God, nor shall anything be done which shall not work together for your good. Rejoice then, and shout for joy, and let your alleluias go forth unto your God day and night. 1. See then, beloved, what ground we have in this passage for submission. There will doubtless be many adverse circumstances, which, at the time, will prove very afflictive to us. But we must never forget that, however random they may appear, or with whatever hostile intention they may be contrived, they are all ordered by unerring wisdom and unbounded love. And, however bitter they may be, we should say, the cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? We should remember that, though clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the basis of his throne. Jacob's complaint, all these things are against me, was far from being justified by the outcome, for the very events which he complained of were the means ordained for the preservation of his whole family. Only bear in mind that God rules on high, and then, whatever may occur, you will say, it is the Lord, let him do what seems good to him. 2. See what ground we have in this passage for gratitude. Discern the hand of God in everything, and your mouth will be ever filled with praise. What is painful will be received as a token of his love. What is pleasing will be received as a fruit of his favor. But, above all, the security which will be felt in the soul, and that in the midst of this tumultuous and ensnaring world, methinks, in the contemplation of this, a man's songs of praise should be as loud and constant as those in heaven. Dear brethren, think of this, nothing is done, which does not proceed from the hand of God, nor shall anything be done, which shall not work together for your good. Rejoice then, and shout for joy, and let your alleluias go forth unto your God day and night. 3. See what ground we have in this passage, for comfort. Put yourselves, and all your concerns, into the hands of your almighty friend. Fear not, though all the men on earth, and all the fiends in hell, should be confederate against you. If you cannot comprehend God's dealings with you now, be content, and say, what I know not now, I shall know hereafter. Wait, too, see the end of the Lord, and if, like Job, you are afflicted now, expect that, like him, you shall before long see reason to glorify your God for all his dispensations, however dark, however afflictive. Of this you may be assured, that those who wait on him shall find him ready to help, and those who trust in him shall not be ashamed or confounded world without end. Alleluia. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Revelation chapter 19 verse 6.